Now, on this program again this week, we've been hearing a lot about scams, and you are worried, you are concerned, and they're on the rise. Now, I want to speak to Chief Superintendent Simon Walls from the PSNI. Chief Superintendent, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
We have reason to be worried at the moment.
Frank, we have. In the past few days, we have seen a real spike in the number of scams being carried out by telephone, particularly what we call the HMRC scam, where you're rung and you're told you owe money to the tax man, and indeed you're threatened that if you don't pay up, the police will come round and arrest you.
It's incredible that people would fall for that, isn't it? But if the person who is pretending to be representing the tax office has a particular style with them, and maybe, just maybe, you have a little doubt in your mind about how much tax you've paid, you could be fooled.
I think what they're doing, Frank, is they're less trying to fool people than actually trying to frighten them. The scam has changed. A few months ago, it was just simply a call saying, you owe money to the tax man. Now, these are automated calls. The call is now much more threatening. So what I think the scammers are trying to do, they're trying to add a little bit of pressure on. And maybe people just think, well, maybe I owe some money. Maybe I better do something. But then if you're told that the police are on their way to arrest you, that just makes a scam a wee bit more powerful, a wee bit more convincing. But the good thing, Frank, the good thing is that of the many calls we've had this week to members of the public with this particular HMRC scam, an individual has lost money on only one occasion. Now, that, I suppose, that doesn't make me complacent, but hopefully it means that the message is getting out about the risks of scams and the steps that people can take to avoid being scammed.
The scammer, however, only needs to really hit lucky once, because they can take a significant amount of money off people.
You're absolutely right. And what the scammers are doing, they make multiple random phone calls. And these multiple random phone calls are made in the hope that just one person might press a button, might get through, might talk to them, and might give them money. So they're playing the numbers, Frank. They make as many calls as possible just in the hope they get lucky. And the point is, the reality is, and you and I have discussed this before, that there are occasions where really, really large amounts of money are lost. There was another scam this week that I'm aware of, although we're at an early point of investigating it, where an individual, we believe, has lost as much as £125,000. And a further one this week where we believe an individual has lost maybe as much as £100,000. So although the losses with the HMRC scam have been relatively small, there are some scammers who are taking really, really large amounts of money from people that are changed. Frankly, they are changing people's lives.
And one of those big amounts, is that linked in some way to being fooled by people trying to invest in wine?
One of the scams that we saw this week was an investment scam. There are a number of ways that people can be scammed through investment scams. Some of them, sometimes it's wine, Frank. Sometimes it's gold. Sometimes it's diamonds. It can be a huge amount of things. But the common feature of all those scams is you're cold called and you're made an offer that seems really too good to be true. So you're offered a fantastic return on your investment. And for some people, that's attractive. Some people fall prey to that. But again, you use the term people being fooled. There's a huge amount of manipulation and pressure applied here as well. People are lured in. They're spoken to convincingly. They're given bogus figures. So they're really reeled in. They're manipulated. They're phoned time and time again. So it's not simply people being greedy or being fooled. It's people being manipulated. And sometimes, as in the case of the HMRC scam, people are actually being threatened. And when if you're old and you're vulnerable, being told that the police are coming must be a really, really difficult thing to hear.
And you reckon it's really unfair for any of us looking in from the outside to suggest that someone who might lose over £100,000 on an investment scam, to suggest that they're greedy. That's wrong to presume that.
Greed is not a term I would use. These are victims of crime. They're victims of very significant crime. They're victims of crime that change our lives, just in the same way that people who have their houses burgled or get assaulted are victims of crime. People who fall prey to these clever, manipulative devious and frankly scammers without any morals or consideration for members of the public, they're falling victim to those. So I don't think the term greed is helpful. It's certainly not a term I would use. People are being manipulated, they're being frightened, they're being pressured.
So all of us are vulnerable. The next time the phone rings, the next time an email pops up, what is your advice? Because we have to keep in mind, don't we, that you'll be well down the line with the tax office before they'll phone you. I'd be surprised if the tax office ever phoned anyone. They will write to you, they will communicate with you, they will send you reminders. We've all had them from time to time. But the bottom line is they're never going to phone and threaten you with the police. So what else should we be looking out for?
Absolutely. In terms of some of the specifics, I think the first piece of advice I give to your listeners is to educate themselves about scams. So they can do that in two ways. They can go onto the Scamwise NI Facebook page. And on that Facebook page, we regularly post details of what current scams are. And we remind people of the risks that are out there. The other source of information is on NI Direct. The Scamwise NI partnership has a page in NI Direct. Again, there's lots of information out there. But in terms then of some of the specifics, you're absolutely right. The tax office will never ring you and threaten you with arrest, nor will they ever ask you to pay by iTunes vouchers. So if you get that sort of phone call, and these are generally automated phone calls, just ignore it. Don't do anything with it. And if you get a phone call from someone who is going to offer to sell you diamonds or oil at a vast rate of return, just put the phone down. Don't engage with the caller. Don't engage in the conversation. And certainly don't give personal details. So all of those scams, all those telephone-type scams, you get calls you're not expected, just put the phone down. But the very best way that people can stop themselves from being scammed is being really, really aware of the scams that are out there and the scams that they're currently happening. So please appeal to your listeners, educate yourselves, educate your family, particularly if you've got older members of the family who may be a bit vulnerable, who may fall victim to a bit of pressure or a bit of threat. Make sure they know what the scams are and what to do. So it's a matter of put the phone down, delete the email, and tear up the scam letter. That's the simplest sort of advice I can give.
Absolutely. And if someone contacts you and asks you to go to your computer to log on to carry out some orders that they're going to give you over the phone, that's another red flag as well. Chief Superintendent, one final thing. In this high-tech age, do we still get scammed on our doorstep? Do people still come knock our doors and try to hoodwink us? I think they do.
Frank, it's a really good point. It's a type of scam that the Scamwise NI partnership continues to highlight. There are what we call rogue traders. Rogue trading can take many forms. It can be someone trying to sell you a high-priced bed or chair you don't need, or it can be someone offering to do work at your house that's either at a hugely inflated price, or they don't do the work, or the work is substandard. Again, if you get someone calling to your door and you don't want them to do a bit of work for you, or if you don't want to buy something from them, close the door. Don't talk to them. And if you're worried, ring us on 101.
Chief Superintendent Simon Walls, thank you very much indeed. I'd like to hear your stories this morning. 02890 333 105. How have you managed to beat the scammer? Or indeed, did you come very close to losing out? Have you your worries and your concerns? Let's try and beat them all together. This is the U105 phone-in.